This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUES Symposium here on the beautiful island of Maui. And we have the paparazzi right behind the camera there, Peter, taking pictures of these wonderful women here in the studio lounge. And let's do some introductions before we dive into the topics, all right? ALM First, very own Emily Hollis. Emily, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good, good. And then right next to Dee Dee Myers from Dee Dee J Myers.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Good to see you. Aloha.
Good to see you. Aloha again. Yeah. And thank you so much, guys, for supporting our coverage here at CUES Symposium. This is hands down one of my favorite conferences for obvious reasons. I think I've said it in every interview, but I just love getting the CEO, the Creighton CEO, and the board chair together and just kind of seeing how that dynamic works. I'm just fascinated with that. And then how that, I mean, if it's not working or it is working. So yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And then I get to talk to cool people like you and I learn a ton. So yeah, so I really, really love this conference. So thank you very much again for your support. So
let's keep doing it.
That's it. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Thank you for that. And also just start out with, how's the conference going for you guys? Emily,
it's going great.
First?
It's going great.
Any highlights, any takeaways so far?
No, I think the sessions are going very, very well. And so it's a great venue. It's a beautiful place. So
not too bad here.
Not too bad. Yes.
Yeah, indeed.
The time difference is a little bit challenging.
Where are you coming from?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's quite a trek here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're up at 4 in the morning answering emails.
Right. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I was wide awake at 5 a.m. I could not go back to sleep.
Exactly.
And I feel bad for the people from the East Coast who are probably up at 1.
Right.
But, anyway, that's a whole other story. Dee Dee, any takeaways so far? I know you've been around here.
Oh,
you are like going here like crazy. Like, man,
I love it. I love seeing clients and meeting new people. Hot topics are board succession, CEO evaluation, CEO succession. What's really cool, Michael, is that a lot of organizations are now not waiting until the last minute to do CEO succession, board succession. They're doing more strategic approach.
Good,
so,
good.
Loving those conversations.
Well, and there's a lot of that going on, as you well know.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And we've had a bunch of like new CEOs come in here too. There's a bunch
of
here, so yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really good for the industry, kind of get those refreshing, fresh ideas from the new faces. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And our CEO search is what we're recommending when the board makes their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Put this conference on the calendar right away.
Yeah.
Right away. So I love seeing our new CEOs here.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, it's good for the industry for sure. All right, let's talk about the ALM First, Dee Dee J Myers partnership, if you will. Is that the correct terminology? Would you call it, or what would you call it?
Yes, I mean, I first of all, I think it's going fantastic, and we're just starting.
Good.
So
yeah,
I'm so excited to be working with Dee Dee. We did acquire Dee Dee J. So Dee Dee J, it's an acquisition, and so Dee Dee J is now an ALM First company, and it's just gone beyond what I could have even imagined. I mean, I had met Dee Dee a few years ago, and if I can say it, I was kind of courting her, thinking that the synergies would be awesome, and I just think
we had a serious conversation at this conference a year ago.
That's right.
Right here.
That's right.
A CUES Symposium. I said, let's do it. She goes, let's do it.
Well, what's the why here? What's the big why behind this?
I think one of the issues that Dee Dee presented to me at the time is ALM First is a bigger company, and we have the infrastructure that could really help her with all the back office, all the administrative stuff, so she could really concentrate on her clients.
Gotcha.
So that was number one, and I felt like they are really good people. They have the philosophy, they have the culture, and with the culture meshing and the philosophy, we knew it would work. So we set up a separate subsidiary, and she's just doing exactly what she needed to be done.
Oh, I love you.
Your reputation precedes you,
yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, when you hear the name Dee Dee J Myers, you know. That's a darn good thing. So yeah, so things happen.
Yeah.
There's lots of knowledge and research behind everything that you guys do. So
yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things we bring. But from my perspective was going in a reflection piece, you know, so we do a lot of coaching. So I said, okay, coach yourself, Dee Dee. You hit your BHAG. There's this goal you had. Now what's next? I go, what do you love the most? I love the work. I love doing the research. I love working with the clients. What do you not love the most? And that's the conversation.
Invoices.
Yeah, invoices, accounting, payroll.
You don't need take that
401ks, insurance, all of that. So actually what's now is very excited. We're 6 months into it. I'm seeing 20 to 30% more time, so I love my clients. Right. I just love, I'm very excited about that.
Well, sounds like it allows you to really focus on what you do best, you know?
Yeah.
Which is help out credit unions in many, many facets.
And the AL First culture, going in their office, everybody's smiling, they're nice. There's no drama here. Everybody's working on behalf of the client. And even though, yeah, we are acquired, but in the organization, I see so many layers of partnership and people working together. And I go, that fits us like a glove.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right on. So how does the dynamic work? How do you two work together? Obviously, the administrative stuff that you guys alluded to. Any other ways that you guys work together to make it that much better?
Well, actually, there's Mike Ensweiler.
Yes,
the one that she reports in the organization to Mike Ensweiler.
Okay.
So he is working very, very closely with DD. But so that's how it works. And the culture at ALM First too is our executives. We give a lot of leeway to listen to them, for them to be creative, to flourish. And so there in the executive area, there's a lot of autonomy, and we wanted to do the same with Didi. So again, it's really just do what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, and let's find the synergies. And since Mike is, you know, over the business development, I think he's really...
It's a natural fit.
It's
absolutely. I love his enthusiasm, and it's really nice because CEOs often don't have somebody to talk to. So I love having somebody to bounce ideas off of. It's so new to me.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. And his optimism and positivity and clarity and reality, all that works really well for me.
Right on. Well, sounds like a term that I learned in my marine biology class many, many moons ago. It sounds like a nice symbiotic relationship here.
Absolutely.
Both complement each other quite well. So the other item here is that it's Women's Leadership Month. And so we have two wonderful women leaders right here in our midst. So any advice for women leaders out there? Because this is happening more and more and more, thankfully. So Dee Dee, I'll go with you first.
Okay, you give it to Emily.
No, go ahead. I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I have the opportunity to coach and work with a lot of women and men as well, too.
Yeah.
And one thing I say is, you know, it came from my dad, who was a banker and, you know, West Point graduate. He goes, Dee Dee, find your space.
Okay.
Find your space, find your niche, and become an expert in it, and stand tall. Always stand tall,
mm-hmm.
and keep going. And when you get to a place of development and learning, there's more, and keep going. So that's what I say to all women. You know, if you find your space, if you don't know how to do that, work with other women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's people there to support you, and declare your space and stand up. And there's a lot in there, Mike, how to negotiate compensation, mm-hmm. your employment agreement, putting your team together.
Mm-hmm.
What is it when you were a peer and now you're a CEO? How to distinguish yourself? No small task,
mm-hmm.
and it never ends because we all have families, right? There are a lot of dynamics going on in there, but you know, find your space, stand tall.
I like that.
That.
A lot of moving parts when you're getting up to that level, for sure. Emily, any advice for women would-be leaders or even current leaders?
Use your strengths.
Okay.
Use your strengths. I think women have a lot of natural strengths that they really should use. Humility, leadership, mm-hmm. encourage, creativity, agility. I mean, that's my favorite word at ALM First is agility.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think women have all those instincts. Use your instincts. So
yeah I like agility too, because
mm-hmm.
today, as we all know, everything's moving so fast.
Yes, right.
That you really got to be on your toes at all times. And I was thinking as you guys were talking, is like the CEOs, that the crazy CEOs that we had in here for the last couple of days, a majority mm-hmm. of them have been women.
Isn't that great?
And even
nice.
New ones. I've had one guy who was a new CEO. So I'm thinking,
we'll send more your way.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm thinking back in my head, it's like, who's been in here? And they're all women except for one. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff out there. Well mm-hmm. done. So anything else to add? Any final thoughts here? I know you guys are busy today. So
yes,
don't take up too much of your time.
We're very busy. No, it's just that, I'm just going to close by saying, I think this is going, I'm so excited about the acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I can't,
you
I
guys
just
are
think
just
the world
here, so
of
Didi. And we want to tell everybody that neither one of us is going anywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
We've all got We're very busy in what we do, you know, now that ALM Press has gotten so big, even my position is just leading the team is very challenging, and so Dee Dee is working with Mike and leading her team too. So
not going anywhere. That we're just having increased capacity, so like a new launch pad, Mike.
Right.
It's real exciting.
And it sounds like you guys complement each other really, really well. So it's a good recipe for success.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna let you get going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice
to meet you.
Dee Dee, always great to see you as well, and you guys keep up the good work, alrighty?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.